But that night, an even stranger-looking ship appeared at Fortress Monroe. This was the Monitor, a floating fort built of iron. She was designed by John Ericsson, a Swedish immigrant. When the Merrimack came back to finish the destruction of the Minnesota, the Monitor steamed directly at her. These ironclads fought and fought. At last, the Merrimack steamed away and never renewed the fight. 392. The Peninsular Campaign, 1862. By the end of May, McClellan had gained a position within 10 miles of Richmond. Meanwhile, Jackson fought so vigorously in the Shenandoah Valley that the Washington government refused to send more men to McClellan, although Johnston had gone with his army to the defense of Richmond. On May 31st, the Army of the Potomac and the Army of Northern Virginia fought a hard battle at Fair Oaks. Johnston was wounded, and Lee took the chief command. He summoned Jackson from the valley and attacked McClellan day after day, June 26 to July 2, 1862. These terrible battles of the 7 days forced McClellan to change his base to the James, where he would be near the fleet. At Malvern Hill, Lee and Jackson once more attacked him and were beaten off with fearful loss. 393. Second Bull Run Campaign. The Army of the Potomac was still uncomfortably near Richmond. It occurred to Lee that if he should strike a hard blow at the army in front of Washington, Lincoln would recall McClellan,